bones of a lie. And I remember my my wife, when she was growing up in her younger years, they would have the her dad, who was part of the eldership of this church, her mom and dad, they would take the old home movies. And you remember the spotlights that could peel paint? You know, those they were so bright. They would set the spotlights up in the little movie 8 camera or whatever it was, and they would take videos of Christmas morning, and the kids would be at the end of the hall bouncing off the wall waiting for dad to say Merry Christmas. And then they'd come running down the hallway and turn that corner into the living room, dive under the tree and start tearing stuff open. You know, it's just a lot of finesse involved. But the word hope actually means the joyful anticipation of good. It's actually what the means word means. It's not a wish. It's the joyful. It's absolute ecstatic, happy expectation. Something's about to break loose. That's what the word hope means. And so whenever I think of the word hope, that's what I think of, is I think of the kids at the end of the hall. They haven't opened the gifts yet, but they've got hope. And they're bouncing off the walls, and they're ready for dad to say Merry Christmas, and then they'd come running around that corner. And I really feel like, you know, no one else has the key to the garden of my heart. I'm the one that monitors the process of what I dwell on, what I feed myself on. People can give me supplements, so to speak. They can encourage me. They can do whatever. But I'm the only one that can really pull the weeds. I'm the only one that can really deal with the major issues of my heart. And, you know, for a whole bunch of us, you know, my dad was just such an encouraging person. He was never that kind of a doomsday person. But, you know, even, have you realized this? You can be in the most encouraging environment. There's enough depressed Christians around, it's going to get to you anyway. They don't have to be in your home or in the pulpit. They're everywhere, and it would just get to us. You know, the whole thing, that things have to get worse before. You know, it's a perversion to get encouraged by calamity, and when your end time theology is measured by realms of difficulty. Then you actually, I remember growing up, hearing people say, well, bless the Lord, Jesus is about to return because of some war or some famine or something. And that just, there's something wrong with that. There's something really wrong with that. So I'm with you. Thus says Louis.
Louis was right.
Louis was right. Yeah.
Louis had it going on, man.
No, I think we're just really supposed to target that thing. It doesn't mean there's not difficult times. I think I said it the other night. But when Jesus said there'd be wars and rumors of wars and famines,